Welcome, everybody, to an amazing episode of the Oz NZ Community Podcast. Welcome to Season 3, Episode 11. We have three very special players from Indonesia who are going to be with us tonight. My Indonesian is terrible, and their English is amazing because my Indonesian is terrible. So, before we introduce the three of them, let's speak to JR. How are you, JR?
Hello, everyone. Glad to be back. I'm doing good. A quick update from the previous podcast. I said that I was waiting for an email, and I got the email.
Congratulations. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, I get in. I'm so excited with all the learnings about podcast analytics and strategies. It's for three Good. Months, so I'm just going to enjoy it and learn as many as I can.
Good. Hopefully you can teach us something, yeah?
Yeah. I hope so, too. And how are you? And how are you, Eva?
I'm doing okay. I've had a bit of ups and downs, and I've got some things to work out next week, but everything's hopefully going well. So, doing well. Pete, how are you?
Busy. Very busy.
good to hear.
Feels like I haven't stopped for a week.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you take 2 weeks off, Pete.
Yeah. Gotta play catch up.
So, before we start, before we go down any path, we must do something very important. We must say happy birthday to Cap A.
Happy birthday.
We're not gonna sing.
Oh, no,
we've stuffed that up royally before.
I think you missed it. Happy birthday.
Oh, Cappy birthday. Oh, that's good. I said to you start, Pete, no puns this episode.
Oh, surely this one's okay. Help it.
So happy birthday, Cap A. We really appreciate all of the questions you ask and all the work you've done on your own server and your own videos. Thanks for being an integral part of us. Hope you have a wonderful day.
And hope you enjoy your new phone.
Yeah, hope you enjoy your new phone. Yes. So, did we want to say anything about the game, or do we want to get into introducing these three guests?
I think we should introduce our guests.
Yep, good idea. Pete, did you want to do it, or JR, did you want to do it?
Maybe I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, Jackrabbit.
Yeah.
You did it.
Okay. So, a little bit before the actual introduction, I think we mostly have guests from the US, from Europe, and all of that side of the country. Well, this time around, we have cool guests from the Asian side of the country. So I would like to introduce first. He is a new member of the Pit Crew team. His name is Go Santa. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello everyone. I am Go Santa, the HCR2 fan.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm so glad to have you here. We're glad. Welcome.
Oh yes. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Okay, and next guest is the leader of their team. Their team is called Indo Fighters. We will get to know more about him. Welcome to the podcast, Darwin X Anime.
Hi, hello. Thank you for inviting us to your podcast. Hello, my name is Darwin X Anime from Indo Fighters.
Yeah, cool to have you here.
Do you mind if we call you Darwin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Excellent.
Yep.
Darwin.
And with them is their team member, Wolf. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. May I introduce myself? My name is Wolf. I'm from Jinsu team. I'm in Indofactor just helping my old friend and looking for experience.
Nice. Yeah, very
perfect.
Cool.
Perfect. All right. Well, we have a whole lot of questions from a whole lot of people, and we would usually go straight into them or get close to going into them. But I suppose most importantly, we'll ask you individually, how long have you been playing HCR, and did you play HCR 1? So, Go Santa, did you start with HCR 2, or did you play HCR 1 as well?
I start with HCR 2, but yep. I do play HCR 1 as well.
Okay, and how long ago did you start playing HCR 2?
I've been playing since the pandemic.
Okay.
13 October 2019.
Wow. That's like a lot familiar. Of us. Yeah, that's like a lot of us. Yes.
That's very familiar.
Darwin, when did you start playing HCR2? Or did you play HCR1?
My first game, the first one I played, the HCR1. Since 2013.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Old school player. Wow. Very cool.
Wow.
HCR2, I'm playing since 2017. Yeah.
Yep. Basically when it started. Yeah.
Wow.
Cool. That's a long time. Yeah. What was your favorite vehicle in HCR1?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
What?
Monowheel.
Mono.
Monowheel. Yeah, because I asked a lot to play in Time Attack, especially since the Mastery comes out.
Yep.
I took interest to playing Monowheel and becomes my favorite too.
Yeah. Nice. Perfect. Wolf. When did you start playing HCR2?
Between 2017 and 2018.
Okay.
I a bit forgot.
No, that's okay. And when did you play HCR1 to start with?
I play HCR1.
Okay. All right. So the funny question, let's go one more deep into Go Santa, will you play HCR3?
I don't think I will play.
Okay.
I'm not really into the gaming things.
Yep.
That's not my...
Not your style.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And Darwin, what about you? Will you play HCR3, do you think?
I already heard the news, the new game, but I didn't open the game.
All right. No problems. And Wolf, would you play HCR3?
Maybe I try play it if it release.
Yep, if it's released in Indonesia. Yep. Okay, no problems. JR, did you have any questions you wanted to ask from your perspective?
Well, I would like to ask Darwin, since he's the leader of Indofighters. When did you start creating the team, or how did the team start? What is the team history? Can you tell us about it?
First of all, I'm just a temporary leader, actually. It's been like 5 months since I'm a leader in the factors. The original leader is UC in real life. So I don't know the history.
So you do not know basically how it really started.
But
so
but
is the original leader like inactive? Is not playing at the moment or
busy with the work?
Oh yeah.
But I know the year the team make it since August 2019, if I'm not wrong.
It's a long-standing team.
Yeah.
And you're at you're in the CC division at the moment.
Yes.
It's cool to represent your country in the CC division. How many teams are there in Indo Fighters? Like, do you have other teams in other divisions?
We have like three. The first one is on CC. The second one is on Divisions 1, Khaled Indo Fighters 2. And the last one is on Division 2, Khaled Indo Fighters 3. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. It's very cool.
Yeah. Interesting. Pete, did you have any questions?
Yes, I would like to know from Go Santa. What was it like to get the message that you become pit crew?
Of course, I was shocked at this time. I did feel the mod application because I always want to be a pit crew since I started to make content. And yes, I am very happy.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Do you think there was a specific drawing that you made that got you across the line?
I think it's because David, he followed me on my social and also watched some of my YouTube and commented there.
Oh, lovely. That's so cool. I wish you would comment on our stuff. That would be nice.
Pete.
Yes, yeah, sure. I will do it.
No, Pete, you can't. He was talking about David commenting on our stuff. That's a low blow, Pete. Oh, yeah. Low blow. That's all right. We just need to make it more pretty to look at. That's what it is.
Yes.
And JR's done that already. So we're on the right way.
Pete, you know, we are hosts. We cannot draw like Go Santa.
No.
I can't.
Uh-huh.
No. All right, so do we want to start asking the community questions?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, cool, no problems.
And wait.
Yes, please.
Okay.
All right. This question is from Vittorio GPYT.
That's
Gypt. Fellow pit crew member.
Gypt.
Sorry, I mispronounced.
Vittorio Gypt.
All one word.
All one word. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. He is also a fellow pit crew member, and he would like to know which fan art did you have the most difficulty with? Which one was the hardest to make? This one would be for Go Santa.
Well, my hardest fan art to make is the Frostfire supercar, because I did it like in 3 weeks because at the time I just started to do these things, so I still learning on how the things are going.
So does your art, is it digital or are you doing it on paper? Are you doing it on canvas? Is it, you know, are you using Photoshop or Illustrator?
I use an application, mobile application.
Yep. On mobile, not even on a PC.
No, I don't have PC.
Wow. Okay.
That's awesome.
It's getting more and more common, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's getting more and more common. That's amazing. That's really amazing. JR, did you want to ask the next question?
Okay, this is a question from Shreyan. Did I pronounce that properly? Shreyan.
I think so.
A question for GoSanta again. Which of your vehicle paint fan arts do you really want to be in the game?
I really want to see the ducking bus. The ducking bus. Did you know that?
Yes, the ducking bus. I saw that. That was really beautiful. Yeah, that was fantastic. I think we should rally Fingersoft and just tell them over and over and over again that it must be included in the game.
I missed that one. What does it look like? Is it
a
duck?
I'd like to see that too.
I will, if I can. Is it okay, GoSanta, if I take a screenshot and put it on the YouTube video?
Yes, it's okay. Very okay.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Perfect. All right. Well, Pete, if you haven't seen it,
watch the YouTube.
Watch the YouTube and pause.
Excellent.
Pause about now.
Yeah.
Pause about now and you'll see it. So there you go. There you go.
All right. While I'm there, I may as well subscribe.
Yes. Oh, you haven't subscribed yet?
No, I'm very lazy with things. I need to get onto it.
I have a follow-up question for GoSanta.
Yep.
Have you ever had a fan art vehicle that it's in the game?
Of course. No. No.
Not yet. No, but what? Okay, this is not a question for you, but what would it take to have a fan art design to be in the game? I don't know who to ask.
Competition, I think. Like what Bereshak did with the finger screw.
Yeah, the finger screw.
Really? Oh, okay.
That wasn't more fan art. That was a complete vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But okay, just in case they get the ducking bus on the game, they should call it something with the GoSanta name. Okay, I think it's, whose question is it? Eva?
Might be my question. So yes, it is a question from Cap-A. He's got a whole series of questions. Thanks for the questions, Cap-A. Happy birthday again. Here we go. Okay, he's got a fair few questions, but I'm going to ask a couple of them. This is to all three of you. So GoSanta can answer first, but if you could change one thing in the game, what would it be, GoSanta?
Do you know recently I see the driver hands, you know?
Yeah.
When I use some animation, my driver skin has two right hands.
Oh.
I think the Fingersoft is being lazy or what? Like,
never knew that.
If you see the old skin, they have normal hands, but the new skins are having two right hands. I want
Funny.
To change that.
And of course, you being the art whiz that you are,
you picked that up. Yeah. You picked that up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love
That's
it.
Funny. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to answer next, Eva?
Sorry, I'm going to... can I get Darwin to answer that? If you could change something in the game, what would you change?
The price bundle. The bundle price. Yes. The bundle price. Become good answer. Lower price.
Lower, oh, make it out. Lower, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
More people might buy it if it's cheaper.
Yeah.
All
right. And what about you, Wolf? If you could change one thing in the game, what would you change?
The skin reward in public event. Because it's just many reward and no skin in public event.
Yeah, okay. So adding skins to public event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the shop?
In the public event.
The public event in the shop?
Before, okay. they had rewards. They have skin rewards in the team event.
Yeah.
This was, a long time ago.
And in public events, too.
Yeah. Mm. So lately, they don't have that anymore.
Early release public event is reward Stone Man.
What is your favorite vehicle to drive, Ghost Santa?
My favorite is the Raider.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it's very easy to use. And I can go fast in the cups, and I can go long distance adventure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's a
question.
Go on.
Do you have max brain on the rotator when you drive it in cups?
No.
Not you, Eva. I'm talking to Ghost Santa.
No, but he was talking about Raider, not rotator.
Oh, sorry, Raider.
Hence why I answered it.
I was wondering, does the Raider have brain? Wondering.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
My Discord is very glitchy tonight.
That's not good. All right. What about you, Darwin? What's your favorite vehicle? You mentioned the monowheel, yeah?
Yeah. For the second one is Hot Rod. Because Hot Rod, I asked it for pushing a cups.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cups. Mm. Yeah. It can be very, very good in cups. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 million.
All right. And lastly, Wolf, what is your favorite vehicle?
I like Supercar because it's very challenging. Me to play in the turbo timing, and I like to play Super Diesel too. But my favorite is Supercar.
Nice.
Nice. Cool.
Nice.
All nice vehicles.
Over to you, Pete.
I have no idea.
I have no idea. I'm happy to just delete the question and say thanks for the question, WizKid. We're not really sure what you were trying to get across.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how to answer this.
Yep, neither am I.
Shall we move on to the series of hydro questions?
Why not? Do you want to just ask the first question in that?
Yeah. All right, so this one is from Hydro, and he wants to know, as usual, do you think that CC should remove auto matchmaking? Go, Santa, can you please answer first?
I think it shouldn't be removed because, there are the auto matchmaking removed. Then maybe some teams will wait for a long time or even couldn't do a match.
That is a good point.
Yes.
Yeah. Look, there was a lot of people that were gaming the system back in the day. So, yes. Indeed.
And Darwin, did you want to answer next?
Yes. Okay. For the question is yes, because yes, room of auto matchmaking, because I like the manual one, the manual matchmaking, like clicking the join button. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I miss seeing it in the game chat. Who starts the match? Mm-hmm. It's always a race to start the match.
I like that the old way.
Yes. And Wolf, how about you?
Please translate it in English. Mungkin biar bisa bermusuhan atau bermusuhan dengan tim yang lain.
Okay. I translate it. Wolf said, they can got the easy enemy like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Am I right?
I get it.
What he's trying to suggest is that without auto matchmaking, it would make it easier for the other teams to pick on the weaker teams very easy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. JR, your next question.
Okay, this is a question from Hydro, but I would like to modify this a little bit. I will ask, did you buy the bolt?
Yes.
I know you did. I'm going to ask our guest.
No. I like the way you've modified the question is what I'm trying to get at.
Okay. Again, did you buy the bolt? Go Santa?
I don't buy the bolt. I got it for
free.
Oh,
you did not? Okay.
We won't talk about that.
I realized my question when he was answering halfway. Next answer, Darwin. Did you buy the ball?
Of course not. I got it from playing the PE, the public FN last week.
Yep.
Cool. And what about you, Wolf?
Me too, of course not, because I have no money and I just play in public event.
Yeah, yep. You played the public event. Cool.
No problems.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Eva, your turn.
My turn. Which, this is about masteries. So, Go Santa, which was the first mastery you completed?
My first mastery completed was the Moonlander.
Yep.
It's very easy to do it.
It was very easy. But are you happy with what they did after it was when it was nerfed?
Honestly, I don't really play the game. I just throw and throw.
Yep.
So I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Darwin? Did you what was the first vehicle mastery that you did?
The first master vehicle that I did is sport car. Yeah, okay. I do a flip on moon back then when
you got
in very early.
Yeah.
Before they fixed the nerfed the flips.
Yeah, they nerfed the flip. We do a wheelie ship every day.
And what about you, Wolf? What was the first vehicle you mastered?
I choose open one slot because I don't have many much coin and I don't have much time because I really in real life.
Yeah, in real life. That's fine. Perfect. Pete?
I'm going to change the question slightly and say, yep. Do you have any world records? Go Santa.
I don't have any. I have a formula record before, but someone beat it.
They beat it by a little bit or by a lot?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad. That's not so bad. Mm-hmm.
Darwin, do you have any world records?
World record? Of course I have. Since I always playing mono wheel in Tepetec, I got like at least top 5 upper. 20 to 10. Yep. The highest I got to be third one, that the third were with mono wheel.
Wow.
Yes. I got more than 10 world record with mono wheel. Yes.
Wow. Perfect.
Excellent.
Are you listening, Cape?
And Daspo? Sounds like Daspo's been slacking.
Yep.
Yes, Daspo. And SK, the magic guy.
Yeah. How about you, Wolf? Do you have any world records?
I don't have, but I was once in the top 20 global daily in PL. But it's a long time ago.
The question is, what is the best you have ever placed as a team? Your ranking as a team. Gosanta, do you remember?
I just joined in the January. I think the best is...
Okay.
Yesterday is the best. We got 14th place. 14th place.
14th? Wow.
Yes.
That's really good. That's really good. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
What about you, Darwin? Do you remember what's the highest rank that you've had as a team?
In the factors. Last year we got like the sixth place. Yes, the sixth place. In CC.
Last year. Wow, that is fantastic. Wow.
Yep. Indeed. Okay. Who's next? Eva?
Go Santa, do you play adventure?
Yes, I play all the game modes.
Yep, all the game modes. Okay, cool.
Yes.
And you, Darwin, what about you? Do you play adventure at all?
Yes, of course. I got 5 million stars. I got 5 million stars.
5 million stars?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's more than my two. That's the mine.
I have 5 million stars as well, but over two accounts.
I just have 1.5.
Wow, that's fantastic. 5 million is quite a big. Are you leading Indonesia in stars?
Mm-hmm. On Indonesian, I got two. The first one it's the hacker place.
Okay. All right. I thought they'd removed a fair few hackers of late. Because if you look at the global standings, they've removed the top 5, which were hackers, and now it's just DeBell and Zorro on the top, and there's 50,000 stars between them. Very cool. What about you, Wolf? Do you play adventure at all?
Yes, I play adventure, but if I play adventure, I feel sleepy, but I like it.
Don't feel
That's
bad.
Understandable.
Don't feel bad because we all feel sleepy playing adventure.
Yes. Good adventure is good because the reward is.
Yeah, the legendary chest.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, legendary chest. Yeah. That's a good idea. I have to farm some more coins on my alt because I've run out of coins and I've got 2 mastery levels left and I have no coins. So, I feel the pain.
Me, Pete, I think it
question.
Is. Yep. This question is bit of a funny one, so I'm going to change it slightly.
Sure.
Do you think they should remove the cricket event in the public event? Go Santa.
No. Everyone likes cricket.
Not this guy.
Oh, that's funny.
That's good. Darwin, how about you? Do you think they should remove the cricket?
Yes, just remove it. Because it's annoying, the most annoying public effort to ever play.
I agree.
The ball, the stick, when not I can get the highest FN 1K. I can do that. I can't.
Right, that means it's JR's question. Yep. And it's a question for Darwin anyway.
Yes, so since you're leading the team, for you, what is the most challenging part and what is the most rewarding part of managing a team, Darwin?
Managing team? Wait. Oh, yes. The challenging part is the telling the member to play the team event if they didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
Most rewarding.
Yeah.
For the most rewarding, I got new friends. Yes, I got new friends.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a fun thing that I got.
So when the then leader started to leave, how were you picked? How did they pick you to be the new leader?
Me?
Yeah.
It's in January this year.
Yes. Not when, but how? How did you get chosen? Why you?
Because I'm the only one who not busy. I'm always active.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So you had no choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. So my question, I think this is still more part about being a leader. What's the most rewarding part of being leader, Darwin?
Most rewarding.
Yeah, as the leader, what's the most rewarding part? What's the best thing about being the leader?
It's easy. I can promote them to co-leader, then I kick some sometimes hacker to my team. I kick it. Yeah. Yes.
So the power. That's the power part. That's the nice bit. Pete, after you.
Okay. So do you think having more teams in an alliance is better rather than staying alone, branched off from the other teams? Go Santa.
Yes, I think it's better when we have more people with us, because you know, like we get more friends, we get a lot experience, and when the one team is need a help, the player from the other team can help with that team.
Yep. Do you do live streams and to show other players how to play?
Oh, no. But there are many people sending videos into the our group chat.
Yep.
The pro players are helping us with the team events.
Yep. That's great. And is that team chat in Discord or is it on?
It's on WhatsApp. You know,
WhatsApp. WhatsApp. Yeah, I was going to say
WhatsApp.
Indonesians tend to like WhatsApp, not Discord.
Yes, I don't know Discord before playing HR2.
Yep.
Same.
Okay, interesting.
How about you, Darwin? Do you think having more teams in an alliance is better rather than staying alone?
For me is yes, we need more friends on team so we can more connected. More connected.
Okay, so Darwin is here and Wolf is here. The question is, if you could visit any country in the world for free, where would you like to go? Darwin? Yeah, you can start.
For me, because since I like anime, maybe I go to Japan. Maybe I go to Japan.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes Italy for spaghetti. Eating spaghetti.
Oh, yum.
Yes.
You could ask Eva for advice about Italy.
Yes.
Oh, those are nice countries, to be honest. Those are nice places. About you, Wolf? Where would you like to go? Any country in the world?
Maybe I want to go Finland.
Oh.
Visit.
You will visit the headquarters of Fingersoft?
Maybe if it's possible.
Yeah, it's for free. That's possible.
Yeah. No.
Cool. Yeah, that is cool. Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Very nice answer. Cool.
All right.
Okay, who's next to ask?
So big shout out to Cookie HCR2 for asking the question about the idea of coming up with a team in HCR2, but it has already been answered. So the next question is from EC or Ek Sir Darko. He's wanting to ask, so this is a question to Darwin. What is your favorite movie you've ever watched?
Wow. Favorite movie. I like watch Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
It's a funny movie.
Yes, he is one of my dad's favorites. My dad loved Mr. Bean.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know something, Eva?
What?
Yeah.
My wife is scared of him.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, he scares her because he's like creepy.
Creepy funny. Oh my god.
Oh no. What about you, Wolf? What is your favorite movie?
Maybe SpongeBob or Doraemon.
What was that? What movie was that?
SpongeBob.
Very cool. We won't ask Osana. So what about you, Pete? Do you want to ask that favorite memory childhood question?
I want to go back to one of Hydro's questions about your favorite animal. What is your favorite animal?
Oh, yeah, you can ask that.
That's fine.
Darwin?
What is your favorite animal?
Animal? A cat. Or like Angora cat.
Angora beautiful. Cat. Yeah.
How about you, Wolf? I'm assuming it's going to be Wolf.
My favorite is Husky. Wolf is two place.
So you like a Husky?
Yes, because it's very cute.
Yeah, they're very nice dogs. Awesome. Excellent. What is your favorite animal, Air Santa?
My favorite animal is cat.
Another cat lover. Very nice.
I just can meet cat everywhere in my village.
Yep.
Okay, Jack Rabbit, you're up.
Oh, before I ask a new question, I'd like to go back to Go Santa and ask him the previous question, if you could go anywhere in the world for free, where would you like to go?
I would like to go to England. England.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we speak English. I want to learn something in English. In England.
Nice.
Cool. Okay, so here is my question. What is your favorite memory from your childhood? Since you're youngsters, all three of you. Okay, go Santa, you can answer first. What is your favorite memory from your childhood? Like maybe when you were 5 or 6? 7.
5 or 6? I don't really remember. But if there's something memorable in my life is it was when I learning to play when I learning to write. When I learn to ride a bicycle.
Oh wow. Nice. Oh nice.
When
that's cool.
When I just started to learn, I fall so often, and then when I can finally write it, it's really good. It feels very good.
Yes.
I agree.
Yep,
it's exactly the same when you learn how to ride a unicycle. You fall many times.
Okay, so Darwin, what is your favorite childhood? What is your favorite memory from your childhood?
For me, is playing sand in a beach, in a beach.
Oh, cool!
Do you have a beach nearby?
Sometimes I like step in the water. The sea.
The last time I was in a beach was like 15 years ago, maybe more.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, because I live in the city, so the beach is like so far away. So been to the beach in a very long time.
The last time I was at the beach was Tuesday.
Oh my god.
Well, you basically live next door to the beach.
And I'm 800 meters from the beach, so it helps.
Walking distance? Can you just walk?
Yeah.
I walk to the Mordialloc Jetty, which is 800 meters.
He can jump from his front door and land in water.
No, I can't. Jump.
I'm so jealous. Oh my god.
I don't have jump shocks.
Anyway,
all thrusters.
What about you, Wolf? What is your favorite memory from your childhood?
I don't really remember. Maybe when I was little, my parents bought me a computer to access the internet and playing games.
Wow.
Well, imagine having computer internet in your childhood. I think I had the computer and internet when I was in college. I was about 18 or 19 already.
Yeah.
My parents bought me a computer in maybe 4 or 5 years. In 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so whose turn is it?
Eva's up. I think it's Eva.
My turn. Yep, it's my turn. Darwin, what was the first video game you ever played?
Video game. Command and Conquer Zero Hero. And Conquer Zero Hero. That's the first game that I play.
And
after that I played the Plant vs. Zombie in my laptop.
Yep.
Back when I was 3 years old. 3 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Okay. What about you, Wolf? What was the first game? What was the first computer game you played or video game you played?
Because earlier I was spoke a computer when I was little. Yep. I played the game house. Game house is a game in Windows that year. And I play Isle Strike 3D. It's plane, plane attacking plane, attacking plane.
Nice. Okay. Okay, so what was your first video game you ever played? Go Santa?
My first was Plant vs. Zombie, I think.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Plant vs. Zombie. I remember that game.
Yep. Cool.
It was everywhere for a while.
I don't really play games.
Fair enough.
No, very cool, very cool. Pete, your question?
Question from Exodarko. Do you have all of the masteries currently? Go Santa?
Yes, I have them.
You have? Excellent. Yes. Well done. Darwin?
I have.
You do?
Yes, I have all. Full mastery.
Well done.
Wow,
good
nice.
Work. And Wolf?
I have not because I'm very pussy and my coin is
very low.
A little my coin.
Yeah, very low. Yep. Oh, very cool. Jackrabbit, you're asking the Grim Reaper question, JR.
But anyway, this question is for us, the host.
I know.
I would like to ask, will the podcast be renamed to the OzNZ HCR3 community podcast when HCR3 is released? I'll ask you first.
Let's answer all at once. One, yes. Two, three, no.
Yes.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe? So
yeah,
I said no.
No.
Said
maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. Yes, no, maybe. Maybe yes, no.
We will see what happens.
Sometimes no. Maybe yes, sometimes maybe no.
Uh-huh.
Well, look, to be honest, you know, we could drop the OzNZ, we could drop the community, we could drop the podcast, we could drop the HCR, but it would always be the same people and we would still talk about the same stuff. So changing the name isn't going to change what we do.
Yeah.
Isn't going to change anything about what we do. So, no, I don't think we're going to change the name.
But one thing for sure I know will change is the season. I think we'll have a new season.
There's a new season. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We might use paprika instead.
Oh, no, I like, people say cilantro, but I like coriander. I love coriander.
I like cumin.
Really?
It's cumin. Not really
it's
a seasoning,
cumin.
Though.
It's the cumin season.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the questions, JR. Did you want to ask the next one from Hardcore?
This is really a question for the guest. This is actually a question from the Indonesian Discord server.
Yep.
His first question... Okay, so listen up to our guest. The first question, he said he is a former HCR2 player. What's your opinion about the fact that it took Fingersoft so long to clear the Adventure or Cups leaderboard from hackers? I mean, what holds them from making an anti-cheat system that actually works? Go Santa, what's your opinion?
I think it's something cause related things. I don't know how they works with the game. Maybe maybe you need something specific to remove all that cheaters.
Yeah. What about you, Darwin? What do you think about this?
Oh yes, I'm honestly a bit annoyed with these hackers, like a month or a year that then they got removed. while the legit is like a day.
It's like an it's really unfair, right? Like to have the hackers on the leaderboard. That's what it's like, right?
Yes, it's kinda annoying so much. Annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I understand that. What about you, Wolf?
Maybe I think it's a cause related issue.
Mm-hmm.
I had hacker too because in time attack they applying hack acceleration and make the features is more faster than normally.
Yeah. I get that. Okay, he has another question. Is there any plan to do a merge with another team out there one day? I'll ask Darwin first.
Thanks. I don't think so. We don't have idea for the merge thingy.
Yeah. No plan yet. Yeah, no plans.
Are there any other strong Indonesian teams that are outside of your group?
Another team?
Yeah, are there any other Indonesian teams that are outside of your group?
For me, lastly, I see Enjoy Squad. They got on Cheche Division this month now.
Yep.
Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So you wouldn't be looking to try and merge or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My question.
Yeah.
There's a question from Pommy Gallery. What makes it a lot of a misband the legit players? I don't really know how these guys are going to answer that. So I might not ask that at all. There's a question from PT Freddy. So this is a question for Go Santa from PT Freddy. Where did the name Go Santa come from? He asked the question, do you deliver a lot of gifts to people?
No. Gosanda is my name, my real name. I just can find a good name for nickname in the game, so I use my real name.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
And I don't deliver any gift. I'm not Santa. It's Gosanta, not Santa.
There you go. So Pete, he's taking a leaf out of your book.
I love it. It's perfect.
It's perfect. Oh, but very cool.
I noticed he pronounces Gosanta, not Go Santa. I think the capital S threw me.
Yeah, the capital S throws all of us, I think.
Yeah.
So I went with my full name early when I started making content. I used my full name and then I met someone in the community and we discussed on how should I should have a name so that I put my Gosanta part with the big S.
Yep.
So your first name is Go, and your last name is Santa.
No.
His Pete.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. Is it my question?
Yes, it is.
Have we answered? No, we haven't gone through the PT Freddy questions.
No, I just did the first one.
This question is for all. What was your first video game? Oh, we've already asked that.
We have.
This one is for Ghost Santa specifically. What programs do you use to make your art and how long does it take you from the moment you have the idea until you finish it?
I use Ibispain X. Usually I... I need 3 days to make one piece of art from the from finding the idea and using the vehicle and get to draw it.
Okay.
How long per day do you think you spend?
I think it's about 30 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep.
I have a follow-up question.
Yep.
For the drawing question for Go Santa. Do you remember how many total number of drawings you have made for the game?
No, I don't remember. I haven't collected them. More than 10? I'm sure it's more than 120.
Oh, wow.
What? More than 420? Oh, my God. That's so many. Very cool.
Yes, very I do cool. it since 2021. Wow.
Since 2021.
So,
lovely.
So hopefully one of those 420 would actually be in the game one day.
One day. Yes.
One day.
Yes. And we all know which one.
The duck bus.
Yes.
Yes, the duck bus. I like it so much.
the duck bus. Yep. Let's get this. I think we need to change the name of the podcast to make the duck bus in the podcast. Put the duck bus in the game. Put the duck bus in the game. I've got to make that flow a bit better.
That will be the title of this episode.
Yep. That'll be the title of this episode. Make the duck bus part of the game. Something like that. We'll work this out. I'll work it out.
Yeah.
All right. Pete, your question?
Last question.
Yeah.
This one is from W. And he says, what keeps you motivated to keep playing? Is it for team status or world records, or is it GP related? Go Santa.
Well, what keep me to play is... It's because I am a content maker, you know.
Yep.
And also when my real life is not good, I come to the SCR community.
Yep. And we've all done a lot of that, I must say. We've done a lot of that. Yep. Mm.
Excellent.
I think that's
Darwin, how about you?
Yes.
What keeps you motivated to play?
I play the game for just for fun. But the fun of when I play the game is like playing cops, playing adventures, playing Team FN, Public FN. Yeah, it's very fun.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good reason to play, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
How about you, definitely. Wolf?
Because this game builds my spirit to play games again after my computer broken. And until now, I really like this game and I enjoy to play.
Yeah.
I think we're on to the quiz. The Never Have I Ever quiz. Jackrabbit. You're up.
Yes.
Eva, are you ready with the spreadsheet?
I am almost there. So yes, go for it.
Okay. So this is the part of the podcast where we play a small quiz. All our guests will answer. So we'll go in order in this sequence. So Go Santa will answer first. The next Darwin will answer first, and then last is Wolf. So the title of the quiz, Never Have I Ever. All questions are game-related, related to HCR3. Okay, yeah. Are you all ready? Can you see the question?
You mean two or three? Because she said HDR3.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. My brain is thinking of something else and my mouth said another thing. I'm so sorry. Okay, so can you all see the Never Have I Ever thing in the questions channel so you could follow?
Right down the bottom.
Yes, it's right down at the bottom. You can see it? Okay. I will read it out loud. Then you just say yes if you have done it or no if you have never done this thing ever before. Okay, let's start. Have you ever, number one, run a team event ticket on a live stream here on Discord? Go Santa?
No.
No? Darwin?
No. For me, no.
No. And Wolf?
No, I'm no too.
Okay, so all the three are no. Next question. Have you ever made a custom track?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, I have.
And Darwin?
No.
And Wolf?
No.
No, okay. And the next question is, so this is for Go Santa, since he has done the custom track. Has your custom track ever been featured in the community showcase?
No.
No, okay.
No, next question.
So next question, number four. Have you ever spent gems to get the XP multiplier in the shop? Go Santa.
Yes.
And Darwin?
What? What was the question?
Have you ever spent gems? So in the shops, you will have to spend gems for the XP multiplier. Have you done that?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And Wolf?
Yes.
Yes, also.
Yes, too.
Okay. Number five question. Have you ever spent 4,000 gems and purchased a legendary chest for XP? Go Santa?
Yes.
Oh, that's so much gems. And Darwin? Darwin?
4K gems, yes. But legendary chest, no. Legendary chest, no.
In the shop, there is an option to buy a legendary chest for XP.
But
it costs 4,000 gems.
It costs 4,000 gems. Have you bought that kind of legendary chest?
No, of course not. But
no.
I only
buy... Yeah.
I only buy XP boost only. The 100 gems. Yeah, I only...
Yes. So that's a clear no. Wolf, have you done that?
No, I still want to save gems for XP.
Yeah, just save gems, right? Yeah, me too. Next question. Number six question. Have you ever spent real money in the game? Go Santa.
Yes.
Yes. And Darwin?
Yes.
And yes. Wolf?
Yes.
Yes, also. Okay. Next question. Have you ever completed masteries for all current vehicles with mastery? Go Santa.
Yes.
Darwin?
Yes.
Yes. And Wolf?
No.
Not yet. Not yet completed. Yeah? Okay. That's cool. That's okay. Next question. Have you ever thought of giving up playing HCR3?
Two.
Why do I keep saying three? I'm so sorry. What? Have you ever thought of giving up playing HCR2? Go Santa.
No.
No? Okay. Darwin?
No.
No. And Wolf?
No, too.
Okay, cool. Next question. Have you ever used a prefix in your name to announce what team you are in. A prefix is like IN.
Ozin said in the front of my name.
Yeah, like for example, IN for Indonesia and Go Santa. Have you ever done that? Go Santa first.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Darwin?
Yes. Sometimes.
Yes. And Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Have you ever created content for a YouTube channel? Go Santa.
Yes.
Yes. Darwin?
Yes. I have one video only.
Oh. Video. Okay. Okay. And Wolf?
Yes, but I prefer streaming.
You prefer streaming. But you have. You've had content created for YouTube. Have you uploaded? Yeah.
I started little by little.
Okay. Playing. Yeah. Okay. So next, have you ever met another HCR2 teammate or player in real life? Have you met someone else that's playing the game? Have you met them in person? Go Santa.
No, I never met them.
Not yet. Okay, no. So, Darwin?
No.
No. And Wolf?
Yes, I met my Indonesian friend. The name is Witi. He is
best time attack.
Yes, best time attack.
Wow, yeah. Cool. That's very cool. Yeah, nice. You've met him in person. Very cool. Last question. This is the last question. Have you ever done a face reveal on any Discord server, not including the podcast server? Go Santa.
No.
No. And Darwin?
No.
No. And Wolf?
No.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is the first time, and the three of us here have seen you. But yeah. Podcast only. That's for the podcast only. That's cool. Eva?
Do we have a winner? Eva, where are you?
That's better. That's better. Okay. So I put my microphone on mute, not realizing that I'd left it on mute. Okay. So this is very interesting because we have – I was listening thinking this is going to be a new all-time winner, but no, we had a couple of nevers in – extra nevers. So Darwin and Wolf are both on the same score, which is three nevers, and Go Santa has had five nevers. So none of you have actually beaten the best score, which was one, unfortunately. So there is no clear winner, but thank you very much for playing. It's our version of just having a little bit of fun. So thank you for having a bit of fun.
Yes, you're welcome.
No, perfect. This is kind of the almost the end of the podcast. So before we say goodbye, I can ask the question, do you three have anybody that you want to thank or shout out to from the community that you guys have? I'll start with you, Go Santa. Do you want to shout out to anybody?
Of course, I want to shout out to my name. My name is my old friend. He who introduced me into the drawing apps, and thank you so much for everyone who always watch my videos on YouTube and always giving a good comments that helped me keep going. Enough.
Perfect. Perfect. What about you, Darwin? Do you have any people you want to shout out to?
This is for my Indonesian friend. I want to say to them thanks for always supporting me from teammate to another teammate. Yes, I always say thank you so much for always supporting.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. And what about you, Wolf? Do you have anybody that you want to shout out to?
Maybe not. I asked for my friend. Translate ini ya. Bingung aku sumpah.
Boy.
Mungkin aku sangat senang ada teman-temanku yang masih mensupport aku dan membantu aku buat main game ini lagi, dan aku sangat membanggakan tim Jinsu dan Indofighter. Dah itu aja.
Okay, I will translate it. I'll translate it. Okay, Wolf said that he thank you for support him. Yes, thank you always for support him from Jinsu and Indofighters. Yeah, then makes him always like to playing the game. Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, cool. Perfect. JR, anything else you wanted to add?
Well, I would like to say thank you so much to all three of you for joining us on the podcast and hearing from a few players from Indonesia. So we haven't met anyone from that side yet. So it's very cool to have you here. I hope, I wish you good luck in the CC division for this season and for the coming seasons as well. Pete, would you like to say anything?
Yes, thank you all to coming on. It's been a pleasure talking to you all and finding out how you guys play and things like that. And thank you for sharing what you actually use for your artwork, Go Santa. I'm sure a lot of people are going to check it out because your work is quite amazing. Thanks again. So, yeah, all good. Eva, did you have anything?
I was just going to round it off. So thanks for all your time for the three of you, Go Santa, Darwin and Wolf. It's been lovely to catch up with you and learn a little bit more about you guys. Congratulations on the high score in CC. Your team seems like it's doing quite well, which is great. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you.
Teams. Yeah. Look forward to editing this, having a bit of fun, and we'll have it out very soon. So thanks, everybody, for listening. If you are still listening at this end of the podcast, it basically means you've enjoyed the podcast. So please like and subscribe. We are closely getting to 400 subscribers on YouTube. Yay. I know that's a very small number now, but yay. That's great. Fantastic. So thank you for all your comments and likes. Please comment and like. We love seeing your questions. And we really appreciate everything you do. Thanks again to JR and Pete for doing all the background work. Have a lovely time and thanks very much. See you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.